Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Abigail Carney. She's here to talk about the play Paris of the Pacific, the melodrama. There are auditions coming up at the end of this week on Thursday and Friday, and Abigail has been given the task of rewriting the play. So, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Great. So can you tell us a little bit about the history of the melodrama and your involvement with it?
Yes. Yeah, so the great Jeff Budd of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, who I first came in contact with when I was an intern for the council about 4 years ago, had this idea inspired by some other Alaska communities to come up with a melodrama that would be done annually for the community, and everyone could take part. And melodramas are a lot of fun because in addition to the cast, the audience is also encouraged to participate. And so in Sitka, naturally, it would make sense to set one during the Alaska Day festivities and make it about the transfer of Alaska from Russia to the U.S. And so there was a mission to set a melodrama during 1867 about that. And so I was in Sitka 4 years ago working on this script. I think the show's been done 3 times since then. And so now I'm back to work on a new draft for the sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial. So
I've finally mastered that word.
Me too. Yeah. 150 years. And can you tell me, so what are some of the things you're doing with the play to kind of update it or make it?
Yeah. So there were a few parts that were a little bit out of date. There was a character who was a proxy for Sarah Palin, and I think we're all a little bit tired of Sarah Palin jokes.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. And part of it is just, I don't know, freshening up some of the jokes, making it a little bit more relevant, streamlining the plot. I've held myself back from adding too many Russia jokes to go with our relevant
sure
current Russia situation.
I'm sure it's very tempting. Very tempting.
It is. Yeah.
And can you tell us, you know, what's your background? How did you end up in Sitka? You know, you're a screenwriter and, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a writer. I'm a playwright, fiction writer, poet, mm-hmm. writer of all sorts. And I had mostly done playwriting before I came here. I had written and directed a couple of plays. And so was entrusted with helping out with the script. I also attended Yale. So I'm part of that, you know, whole contingent.
Sure.
And since being in Sitka, I've been in Los Angeles for a couple of years now, working in film.
And can you tell us a little bit more about that? You were telling me you work with the studio that produces the Harry Potter films, which I'm
yeah.
sure.
So I'm at Heyday Films, David Heyman's production company, and he is the wonderful producer who has done all the Harry Potter movies, all the Fantastic Beast movies. And so I work on their films, which has been a lot of fun. So I'm on the Warner Brothers lot every day when I'm not here.
And what about your own personal writing? It sounds like, I mean, I looked at your website, you have quite a repertoire or a CV of plays you've written already. And can you tell me a little bit about those?
Of course. So I am from a small town in rural America. Mm-hmm. And in Ohio, and I have, you know, rural migrant workers, farmers sort of in my background, and I am committed to telling stories about rural America, small town America, because I think it's something that hasn't been depicted honestly or without, you know, sort of a mocking sense of yeah. humor in the media. And so the first show I wrote that had any sort of success was about a homesteader family in the 1800s, which sort of prepared me to help with the 1867 melodrama. And then I also, when I was in Sitka last time, I was working on the first draft of this folk musical, Dust Can't Kill Me, mm-hmm. that is set during the Dust Bowl, that I wrote with one of my dear friends and is sort of a magical romp through Dust Bowl America and has really wonderful folk music. And we've now done that show a bunch of times and are still doing it. And it's a whole lot of fun. But I also, you know, do tell current modern day stories that deal with, I don't know, dating, being a woman. Mm-hmm. I try to tell feminist stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
one of the dating stories you have listed on your website. We talked about briefly just a minute ago, taxidermy. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So this is a one-act play that I wrote for a theater in New York. And the idea is, and we all know sustainable eaters, which I try to be a vegetarian and eat sustainably as I can. But the idea is that there's this woman who's taken it a little bit too far. And she's on a first date with this guy, and they've decided they're going to cook dinner together. And she's brought over this meat and can't stop talking about, you know, the great butcher she got it from. And she knows the butcher and they know the names of the animals. And it's really, really humane. And then by the end, you and the guy she's on a date with realize that she's talking about human meat and she is a cannibal. But it's sort of a fun, slow reveal.
So that's quite a range going from the Dust Bowl to modern cannibalism. So can you tell me a little bit more about what you're working on now?
Yeah, so I'm focusing on, in addition to the melodrama, a couple of projects while I am here in Sitka. And since moving to LA, I've been working a little bit more in TV and film, obviously. So I'm working on a television pilot that's an adaptation of a big fiction project I did a couple of years ago, which is set in a version of my small town. And if you've seen Twin Peaks, it's a little bit... I'm loving the revival, by the way. I highly recommend it. But it's sort of a modern day Twin Peaks. And
I'm sorry. I know you can see that you're pausing because I'm just like, I'm so excited about...
She looks really excited. there's these two teenage girls living in this crazy Midwestern gothic world. Uh-huh. And the idea is that they undergo a Freaky Friday-esque body swap, and then one of them dies during the body swap. And so this girl is sort of left to live kind of, if you've seen Twin Peaks, Laura Palmer's life, or the life of someone who has all these secret lives within the community, all these relationships, and she's trying to figure out how to be her friend and also what happened to her friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. And then I'm also working on a romantic comedy.
See, that's just, what a spectrum. What a spectrum from folk and the Dust Bowl to a Twin Peaks style Midwestern gothic. That just blows my mind. So you've been watching the Twin Peaks revival then? Yes. I haven't watched any of the revival yet. I'm trying to make it through seasons 1 and 2 with all of my friends. I've already watched them, but I'm like trying to get them to watch them so we can all watch the Showtime revival together.
It's a good strategy.
Pretty excited about it. But it's definitely a little bit dated. People can't quite approach it because of the music. I think that's one of the, that's just what an interesting spectrum of things that you're working on. That's really fascinating.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
And what inspires you as a writer? What do you do to, keep ideas flowing? And
yeah, I mean, in Sitka, I really love the outdoor time. I think I work really well here because I get to punctuate my writing days with a good hike or a run. And I've been outside every day since I've been here. And I love that. And I would say, honestly, before being a writer, I consider myself a reader. I love, love, love to read. And I'm constantly inspired by authors from today and many years ago, and have been reading a lot when I'm here too. I also love music. I've been so grateful to work on it's been a dream to work on a folk musical and to work with a musician because I love music.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you again for joining me this morning. I've been speaking to Abigail Carney. She is updating Paris of the Pacific right now. She's a writer, screenwriter, and playwright, currently living in Los Angeles, but she'll be here in Sitka for about a month, right?
Yes.
And the auditions for the melodrama are on the 13th and 14th. That's this Thursday and Friday at 6 p.m. at the Pioneers Home. Yeah, so come out for those auditions. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining me, Abigail.
Thank you.